food policy might be the least sexy, but arguably the most important thing that we work on. Because having a clear understanding of what your intention is as a community relative to food, hunger, who should have access to it, food justice, food rights, all of those things that are those terms that are becoming more current in the last few years relative to the food system, being very intentional about that probably has the greatest potential to solve this problem for the long term. And it is, it's a long-term proposition. When you think about food policy, it is difficult to see dramatic change in a very short period of time. But it is, once that change occurs, it has the potential to last.
What exactly does the Hartford food system do?
The organization has been around since 1978, so we're going to be 37 years old this year. And in all of that time, the mission has been fairly similar. We've tweaked it now and again, but we focus on ways to ensure that everyone has access to healthy, fresh food, regardless of their socioeconomic circumstances, regardless of where they live. And we do that in a number of ways. Over the course of time, our programming has changed to support whatever is going on in the environment at that particular time, but it's always been a combination of policy and advocacy work and programming. And what we try to do is have those two different approaches inform each other so that we're always a little bit on the edge of this discussion about what food security is.
And what are some of the common factors that lead to food insecurity?
Well, probably the biggest one, and it leads to very many things, is poverty. And we operate in the city of Hartford, which is, as you know, the capital city. It has many, many wonderful things going for it. But at the same time, it also has very high levels of poverty. A statistic that I often cite is that the city of Hartford, which is in the midst of Hartford County, has a median household income of less than $30,000 a year. And if you compare that to the county in which it sits, the median household income in the county of Hartford is around $64,000 a year. So very high levels of poverty in the midst of high levels of wealth.
And in your time, has food insecurity grown or expanded to a different demographic than in the past?
Absolutely. And this is something that food insecurity, which is probably not a real intuitive term, people understand the idea of somebody being hungry, that's something that, that has very tangible manifestations. Food insecurity is a little bit of a more hidden issue in that food insecurity means you're not always sure where the next meal is coming from. And that is always been a factor among in poor communities. But over the last several years, when the economy went seriously south a few years ago and has been relatively slow to come back, that issue began to be manifested in a lot of places where it hadn't been as visible before. So you began to see food insecurity climbing in communities where this had not really been, if it had been an issue at all, it was a relatively small one. So the good news about that, if there is any good news, is that it raised the profile of what it means to not be certain that you're going to have enough food to make it through the month. And it began to hit a lot of households that this wasn't an issue before. And you begin to think about things differently when it looks like it could be something that could happen to you or to your neighbor.
And then I was hoping you could explain some of the programs that the Hartford Food System has, whether it be the Healthy Food Retailer Initiative or the Hartford Mobile Market, the Community Kitchen, and what exactly those involve.
As I mentioned before, we try to do a combination of policy work and programming work. And a lot of the programming work that we do is, in addition to trying to make a difference within the programming itself, we try to use those programs as a way to illustrate what is possible while you're working on an issue like this. And so we do a number of different things, try to impact a number of different aspects of the food system in and around Hartford. So we farm in the city. Last year, we grew on just a couple of acres of city land, more than 10 tons of pesticide-free produce. We do, as you mentioned, the mobile market. That's a new program for us where we have a decommissioned 39-foot transit bus that we have turned into a year-round produce market that you can shop on like a store. We run a farmer's market in a section of the city that did not have a farmer's market until the one that we put there. We do youth programming focused on building youth leadership in the food system. And then a lot of our time is also taken up with various policy issues, including overseeing the city's advisory commission on food policy. Some people might call it a food policy council. And we do some similar work at the state level and an increasing amount at the regional level.